Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some breaking news yesterday from Josh Yowie of The Athletic, and I think Josh is really good at his job. I think Josh is a wonderful man. I consider Josh a friend. Super cool dude. He wrote, "It's not known if Geno Malkin is going to retire from hockey after this season, but from what I've heard, the 2025-2026 campaign will be his final season with the Penguins." Now, I heard Starkey pan this yesterday and say, "Well, what's the big deal? Didn't we all know that?" Yeah, I do think we all knew that this would be his last go-round with the Penguins. My assumption was, though, that that was going to be it for him. That he was either going to retire fully from hockey or that he was going to take his talents to Magnitogorsk and play in Russia, play in the KHL. Go over there, make a lot of tax-free money, shake some hands, have a great time in a lesser league, and then whenever he feels like he can't play anymore, he'll say goodbye. If he intends on playing any more NHL hockey after this season, I think that opens up the possibility that the Penguins could trade him at the deadline, and that's the nuts and bolts of this for me. That's why when I read that story yesterday, I went, this is actually more interesting than I think a lot of people are giving it credit for. Like, Josh is just going to report what he hears, and it's always great to have a little Penguin stuff to nosh on, but if Malkin plans on remaining in the NHL beyond his Penguins contract, then I would think at the deadline this year, if the Penguins are out of it, and I think they will be, you could move the guy. And I absolutely would do that. This is an opportunity to make good on something the Penguins probably should have done a few years ago. It looked like things got contentious between Malkin and the regime at the time. Malkin probably wanted to play for something closer to what he had made his entire career. He took a sizable discount. There was probably some squabbling about the years, if I'm remembering correctly. It looked like Malkin could enter free agency. They probably should have traded him before that. If you're going into a rebuild, you got to have both feet on one side of the fence. You can't have one foot on one side, another foot on the other, especially in hockey, when rebuilding and tearing it down and quote-unquote tanking could lead you to getting generational players, as we've seen before. Tanking led to Lemieux. Tanking led to Crosby, to Malkin, to Jordan Staal, to Marc-Andre Fleury. Tanking in the NHL is a tried-and-true process that has yielded significant results for a lot of franchises out there. If Malkin is going to play beyond this season in the NHL, you got to move him at the deadline. And you can actually recoup something for him. I always just assumed he was going to walk at the end of this year, and yeah, he'd get his retirement tour, and he'd get the key to the city in a lot of different places, and he'd get his face, his big smiling Russian face on the Jumbotron, and everyone give him a standing ovation. Wow, Hall of Fame career, 2 Art Ross trophies, a Conn Smythe trophy, a Hart trophy. The guy's a shoo-in first ballot hockey Hall of Famer. He was going to get his flowers as he goes around the league like Marc-Andre Fleury did this year. But if he's going to play beyond this season, this actually gives Kyle Dubas an opportunity to make up for a past regime mistake. And you can move him at the deadline, and you can actually get an asset in return. Now, before all y'all out there say you're not going to get anything from Malkin, look at Brad Marchand. And they're totally different players, and Brad Marchand's a son of a gun, and he'll bite you, and he'll spit on you, and he'll kiss you, and he'll do all kind of wacky stuff. Brad Marchand this year, 71 games, 51 points. Evgeny Malkin this season, people think he's washed, and he ain't what he used to be. We can all see that. He played 68 games, had 50 points. So from a production standpoint, both guys very similar. Teams at the deadline are always looking for bona fides. They're looking for resume. They're looking for big game resume. Malkin's got that in spades. I've already told you he won a Conn Smythe as a playoff MVP. What did Boston get back for Brad Marchand? A conditional 2027 second round pick that will now be upgraded to a first round pick because he played 50% of the Panthers' first two rounds of the playoffs. My God, the guy just scored in the Stanley Cup final a double overtime goal. Brad Marchand has been a hell of a pickup. Arguably, one of the biggest deadline acquisitions of all time. The Panthers probably aren't in the position they're in without that guy. And you're telling me at the deadline, you've got a Evgeny Malkin that you can dangle out there? Centers are always coveted at the deadline. You're telling me a team out there wouldn't want a second-line center with all that experience? And if Malkin is going to stay in the NHL and not be a quote-unquote one-sweater guy, then what's the difference between letting him walk at the end of the year and trading him at the deadline? I'll tell you the difference. It's an additional asset for the rebuild for Kyle Dubas. So I think it would actually be the best possible outcome for the Penguins that Malkin wants to keep playing over here in the States, but that they're not going to give him a contract extension, thus making him expendable at the deadline. It would hurt. The warm and fuzzies would go away. I'd probably shed a tear. That guy has brought so many wonderful memories. Go back to 2009 against Carolina, the Spinorama goal. What he did to the Capitals in that playoff series when the Penguins were down 2-0 and he turned it on and became Gino the Machino, his parents in the stands. Like, the tribute video will get tears. Absolutely. For fans of a certain age, I'm 34. He's all we've known. Crosby's all we've known. So it'll hurt. But don't you care more about the logo on the front than you do about the name on the back of the sweater? I do. And if Malkin's going to take his talent someplace else at the end of this season, why not get what you can for him at the deadline? And maybe that helps you sink to the bottom of the league. And maybe, just maybe, you can win the lottery and get Gavin McKenna, the next great superstar, to play hockey in the black and gold.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.